Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. What a wonderful week it's been. This week on The Conversation, if you didn't realize this, if you're on planet whatever you're on, not Earth, Trump has won the GOP nomination. Now he needs to go and attack Bernie and Hillary. Ben Shapiro being called a neo-Nazi KKK member when he's a Jew and he's a conservative, and why the California State University is trying to ban conservatives like him from ever speaking there. Also on The Conversation, Freddie Gray, people, a cop is found to have nothing to do with the death, and Black Lives Matter is still up in the arms. Go figure that one. Also, Trump is saying things that Bill Clinton said, but why is Trump being scorned and Bill Clinton praised? Same thing happened with Mike Pence. Also, Target is suing a man. I'll get into that. About self-defense, sort of, kind of, in a bravery sort of way. The blackout is happening in Indianapolis. Nope, folks, in Indiana, the blackout for the 500 is not in effect this year for the first time in like 50 plus years. I'll get into that. And also, if you don't know by now, Jose Mourinho is officially the manager at Manchester United. Wow. I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be conceited or condemned their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. John 5:24, New Living Translation. Welcome to the program, folks. What a wonderful program. I love it because there was a video about Elizabeth Warren going off on Trump, and I posted a thing like, she's just what we need, basically a comment, like, she's exactly what we need to get to be like North Korea. You know, like, who wants freedom anyways? And some guy goes, is that a wedding picture of you guys? Ha ha. And I guess capital, all caps, means that you're yelling or something. I hate when people sit there and they go, I'm getting a headache. I don't understand that either, okay? If I type in all caps and I send you that, and you're going to get a, I'm getting a headache because you're typing in all capital letters. I could see if you got, like, glasses or something, and it's harder to, I don't know. But that's just, you know, that if you type in all caps, I'm getting a headache. But he typed in all caps, you know, like, ha, that's your wedding photo. I'm like, what does that have to do with this? I'm just trying to, because there are people out there on the left that are like, hey, welcome, folks. We are conservatives, and we're evil, but we want to have socialism, and we want to have like a North Korea-style country, because we're on the left, and we want everything given to us. My executive producer just walked in the studio, Lord help her. I mean, she's beautiful as always. That's my wife I'm talking about, folks. But yeah, I mean, seriously, I did that comment like about North, like, yeah, we're going to be like North Korea, because I love doing that kind of thing, you know, making these funny comments, because, I mean, there are people out there that like, oh, Kim Jong-un is so great, man, he had a hydrogen bomb test, we got to give him a thumbs up there, buddy. I don't get it. I mean, the information train left and no one got on, because that's what's going on in this world, the information train. We can be just like Cuba. Fidel Castro's great. And that's how these people, that's what Hillary wants. She wants people that don't know any better. They're just going to, I'm voting for Hillary. I don't care. Who cares? I'm voting for Hillary. Okay, why do you want to? Donald Trump is so evil. He is a racist because he wants to protect our country. I don't know if you ever heard of this man. His name is Bill Clinton. He was a man that in 93, 94, 92 was talking about how we need to strengthen our borders and how we need to have more extensive background checks for hirees and all this. And what did the Democrats do? They praised that man. But Donald Trump doesn't, like, well, that's a racist. Okay, so if you're a Mexican and you're here legally and I support you, how am I racist if this guy comes in from Russia and he's illegal and he doesn't have his papers?
And you don't support that.
I don't support that. I cannot tell you every job I've been at, I've had at least one person where, yeah, I'm looking for so-and-so. Well, he's our dishwasher. I'm him. Pulls out his ID. Here's my ID, social security card. I've got police with me and all this, and that guy's out the door. And just for then, in about 2 weeks, he'll be back. Oh, hi, my name is so-and-so. No, you're not. We can't hire you. What? I support people that are legal. We're not racist because we want to have legal citizens in this country.
Because legal immigrants pay taxes.
Yes.
Illegal don't.
Because half the times the social security number is of someone dead. And they find out loopholes how they can claim 25 kids, and guess what happens? Oh, I'm getting the tax credit. Okay, now red flag those things. Okay, unless you're that 18 kid and counting lady, you probably can't claim 15 or 16 kids without somebody red flag, but whatever, you know. Oh, Lord. Needs to get on that and start attacking. But, like I said last week, and I've said before, I thought, like Glenn Beck, that it was going to be Hillary Clinton passing this national health care, not Obama. I kind of feel that it's going to be the burn in the end that gets it. And everyone's going to be like, what? Bernie's got it. You know, when Trump's attacking Hillary, when he needs to attack both. That way he's covering his bases in case it ends up being the burn that gets the nomination. But this is, I want to get into a story that tore my heart out. I almost went to the bathroom and threw up after I read this story. Ben Shapiro, he's Jewish to begin with, and he's very conservative. And they are calling him a professor claims neo-Nazi Ben Shapiro's campus lecture left students brutalized. This is from a California State University campus that is trying to keep conservatives like him from talking on their campus. They're trying to censor a viewpoint. They're trying to stop you from being able to think. It's like if they don't teach you cursive, you can't read the original Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, so they can type it out on the internet and put in whatever they want to, and you're going to say, oh, wow, what are all these Tea Party people wanting this? Here's the Constitution. It's typed out. This is what it says. They support Marxism. They support communism. They support all this stuff because they can type in what they want because they can't read the original documents. They want to censor a viewpoint. I may not agree with someone from ACLU, but I don't want to stop them from being able to speak and have their opinion heard. I don't want to take MSNBC off the air. It's fun to turn it on every once in a while and laugh my ass off when I see Chris Matthews up there. It's hilarious. I mean, they have the right for their viewpoint, just as I have the right for my viewpoint, the right to think. But they want to try to do things, and the president didn't say how he was going to do it, but he was going to try to censor conservative speakers like Ben Shapiro. And the lady actually said, I want to see if I can get to this quote, I get he's Jewish, so that's ironic that I'm calling him a neo-Nazi, she said. But that's basically what he is, a neo-KKK member. Let's call him that. Okay, first of all, if he's Jewish,
he can't be Nazi.
He can't be a Nazi or in the KKK. There were some babies that they found out later that were used in white propaganda in Germany that they found out later were actually Jewish. They would have been killed if they would have known that. If Hitler would have known that, these babies that he used for like the white supremacy propaganda. I'm just saying. But what did I say last week? What did I say? Think while you can. There is a president openly on video admitting that he's trying to censor speech. You shouldn't, as long as they are not violent, I don't have a problem with the Black Lives Matter movement speaking. The KKK should have a right to speak. We have freedom in this country. You may not agree with them, but you shouldn't keep them from speaking. Every person that would come and give a lecture at Purdue, I'm probably not going to agree with 100% of them. But they should have the right to come to Purdue or Notre Dame or Penn State or Syracuse or Marquette and say what they want to say. But that's not the case anymore, folks. There's a story coming out that I guess Al Gore now is like, he's going to stand behind Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders if they get elected, but he's not going to come out with who he wants. He's
there's
not.
Al Gore
thing. Yeah.
Until yesterday. Oh my.
And I saw that article. I'm like, really? Is he hard up for money or something? Like, I need to get back into public eye.
Well,
you
start the internet.
Lord help us. But we're white racist conservatives who hate blacks and Mexicans and everyone. We don't agree with Obama, but since he's black, we have to be racist. You know, that's just how it is. That's how this world is, you know. You know, it's all, you know, they have a black entertainment network that wants to divide this country, you know. If they don't want to, if they're trying to stop the division in this country, then why do they have their own network? Why don't they say, hey, wait a minute here. We're going to come together as a human. You know, you stop calling me white and I'll stop calling you black. Okay? Just like in government. You stop calling him a Democrat and you stop calling him a Republican and run off their what their record is. You know, Congress has such a low approval rating, but they get reelected year and year and year. But there's all these great people that come up, and it's in these midterm type elections where, okay, like in these primaries, and no one goes out and votes except for an election year, and then this great Tea Party type person that'd be very conservative that would bring some sense back to this area or that area. They don't get in because the few people that vote for this guy or that guy, the politics as usual person that they vote for every year. That if he died, they probably wouldn't even realize it. Who do we vote for Congress? Johnson. Oh, yeah, Johnson. Could have died of a heart attack. You know, and if someone's on the ballot named Johnson, then they're great and golden. If not, they'd be like, honey, he's not on the ballot, you know. There's a couple people I don't vote for because sometimes it's like, you know, pick the best of two and I don't know any of them. And they're for like a Superior Court judge. So, or I have a commercial that's, okay, this is the 100th commercial I've seen for this guy, but when I go to vote, I can't vote for any of the people I've seen commercials for, and the people I can vote for, I've not seen anything about. So I've learned to try to do some homework, you know. The problem in this world, people don't You know, I'm glad I grew up in an age before technology took over. Because, Lord help us. I mean, now kids are just like tuned to their MacBook or this book or whatever book or this phone or that phone. And you know, problem you have, I see a lot in this world, is you have people that go to, that have a hair up their butt about, well, Hobby Lobby's closed on Sunday. Well, okay, well, they're a Christian store. They believe in closing early throughout the week, and they close on Sunday to allow their employees time for family and worship, or you work there, and then you get mad because they're a Christian-founded company. The people that run it, the family-owned company, they're very religious and they're very biblical. And there's things they do based on their beliefs. And then you want to come there and try to change how they run their place because you're getting the hair. You know, you should know what something stands for. You shouldn't be working for a not-for-profit Christian store if you're an atheist. Common sense. But that waved bye-bye to half of these liberals a long time ago. They just want to have something to argue. Okay, this is what they... Because if you don't support what they stand for, don't shop there. Plain and simple. I can't believe that they're taking the government to court because of this Obamacare and, you know... Well, they don't believe in these certain things that the Obamacare is forcing you to pay for. You know, if you have a problem with that, then you probably shouldn't, you know, if you're having a problem with them for doing something because of their beliefs, you probably shouldn't work for them. You know? People just want to get offended about everything. How can I piss someone off? You know? I'm going to go to a beauty salon. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to go to like an all-women's beauty salon and then complain that they don't accept men. I mean, that's... If they can prove that they're selective and they actually don't allow every single woman that walks through the door in there, then they can probably claim they're privatized and then they could get me to go bye-bye. But, you know... Anywho, moving on, folks. Oh, wow. One of the biggest regrets I have with getting married, and it's not with getting married, it's with using Target for our wedding registry, you think? The thing, yeah.
And your wife agrees with you.
And my wife agrees. And they're doubling down. They're not like, well, oh, we're sorry about, you know, this transgender thing. We're gonna take it a step further. There was a lady, I think it was in 2013, that was being attacked. And what would I do? The same thing this guy did. He got a baseball bat. I would have probably had my Beretta Nano, and I'd have probably, you know, went to her aid and helped her like he did. Target is now suing him because he endangered countless customers bringing out that baseball bat. So if a woman's getting stabbed or beaten or whatever,
we don't shop at Target.
Yeah, we don't shop at Target for a reason, but we're going to turn into an England where there's going to be 3 inches of water on the ground and a guy's going to be lying in it. And because he's lying in that puddle, well, hey, we're not legally allowed to help someone in water. Because that we don't have certification for water rescue, so they're going to let a guy die. Just because, hey, we can't help. That's where this country is going to go. Like my boss that used to work at a unionized hotel. Well, the grill guy can't take the grilled shrimp and put it on the salad. And the salad guy can't get the shrimp off the grill to put it on the grilled shrimp salad. You'll have to have an intermediary person. And then that, you know, and you're going to pay somebody, and that's all he's going to do. He's going to get paid to sit there whether you sell one salad with grilled shrimp or 50. But That's where this world's coming to, folks. You try to help someone and be there, and pretty soon someone's going to be stranded on the side of the road, and you try to help them out. Sir, we're going to be, what are you doing? Yeah, you know what? I'm behind you, sir. Yeah, I'm pulling you over because you're not allowed to help anyone on this highway, sir. It's against the law. This is a $400 ticket for trying to help a citizen in need, sir. We're not, you can't do that. And, yep, that's how it goes. That's what's happening, folks. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed. He tried to help out this lady, and now he's being sued. I'm glad I don't shop there. Because it just reignited why I don't shop there. It's just, I don't get it. But then you have this cop that was told by Freddie, this one of these Freddie Gray cops was actually told when the courts came out that there's not enough evidence to support that this officer had anything to do with his death. And Black Lives Matters are still up in arms. And I've heard there's rumors that he tried to injure himself so that they could say, hey, the cops injured me, and da-da-da, and, you know, just to stir up controversy and all this. But the facts state that they don't have, there's no definitive answer. They can't, they basically can say they don't believe he had any responsibility. But they're still going, I mean, thankfully there's no riots. That's the good thing. So far. What they need to do is say, what we're going to do is, okay, we're going to take you guys and we're going to put you in protective custody. You're going to go under assumed names. You're going to live in another state somewhere far away. You choose. We're gonna say that you were put to death, and that probably still wouldn't. They'd probably think even if you took the cops and killed them, they'd probably still. That's not justice. Even though every time you look up a study, there's 10 times more whites killed by cops than blacks. But who cares? It doesn't fit the agenda. And if all the evidence comes out that, hey, it was self-inflicted, they still wouldn't believe it, no matter what. They wouldn't believe it. They don't, because it's not going to fit. They're like those liberals that will argue their case even when it doesn't make sense. Okay, take 100% of the top 1% of their taxes, and guess what? Guess what? You're not going to be able to fund this program, but for like 2 years, we're going to end up like Greece. Oh, no, the 1% needs to pay their share so that, you know, we need to go to college for free so we can get a degree in a subject that doesn't have any jobs anymore. I remember in 1994 when I worked at Taco Bell, they had a video where they showed how they could practically do a store without people. You know, like a couple people come in and prepare the items, and then they have someone maintain the machine, and it just rolls up the burritos and everything. The tacos, to where they could eliminate 90% of the employees. They already have a touch screen thing where they don't need an employee behind the counter. Good old Taco Bell. You know, but that's what they're doing. They want to have free college to get a degree because everyone wants a degree so that they can have this really, really good cush office job. You know what? We need people to pave roads and to do plumbing and electrical and carpentry, you know, that take hard work. You know? But no one wants to do it. Everyone wants to get that degree. What happens when everyone's trying to get that same degree so they can get that same? There's only, okay, if you're a, there's too, you ever heard the saying of too many chiefs, not enough Indians? That's what this world's coming to, because, okay, there's only one Indian, and there's, there needs to be lots of chiefs. No, there needs to be lots of Indians and one chief, or even, or maybe two chiefs. But everyone's trying to get the degree. And what happens when everyone tries to get a degree so that they can be that chief? And, well, oh, you're overqualified. What do you mean overqualified? Well, you know, we need a, you know, because you were making this much doing this. Now you want to go down to be an Indian? Because as soon as this, a job like this opens, you're just going to leave and take it. You know, people don't want to, people don't want to work anymore. I mean, my doctor looks at me kind of like an inspiration. He goes, you know, you, I mean, it's, there are days I don't want to get out of bed. And it's not for being lazy. You know, I have a metabolic type myopathy, and, you know, I'm almost always in pain. I don't know what normal is. You know, and I want to, and I try to keep going and doing. You know, I'm not trying to say, give me a handout. And you have all these people that are healthy that want a handout. I mean, I look at my dad some days and I'm like, you know, he goes 24/7, 365, and here I am 41, and I can't do that. You know, and it's just, you see all these people like, I want free, give me this, give me this. I could support the Mexicans if they were waving the American flag and being proud. But when you have all these Mexicans dissing Trump and they're waving the Mexican flag, and you have all these people that want all the stuff given to them, but they'd want to sit on their butt and not do anything. I think if you got kids and you're on welfare, I think there should be something you have to do, whether it's like, okay, you have to do certain things to keep that. Okay, if you're going to get that money, okay, you got to go out here and you got to, there's going to be a group and you have to meet and you have to sign in and you have to actually do like cleaning the streets or something. Help out, do something.
In Michigan, you have to prove you're looking for a job.
Well, but I'm the same way in Indiana, but in some places, I've seen people like, well, oh, because of my kids, I get this and this and this and this and this, so why would I work?
Yeah.
They can't deny it to me because I got kids. I'm like, they should deny it to you. Okay, well, this was just to help you. I mean, when did this, these programs were to help you out? No, what these programs were designed to do was to get you, let me see here, dependent on the government. Oh, don't worry, I can do meth just once. Man, this is only the first time I've done it, you know, like within 2 days of each other. Man, this is the only time I've done it. Like, normally, if I do it Monday, I don't do meth till Wednesday. This is the first time and the only time I've done it on Monday, and then the next day I did it. And then before you know it, it's every day you're using it, and you're hooked on meth. That's what the government is. That's what all these, the war on poverty made it worse, not better, folks. Because now all these people are dependent on this. If someone knows that they can get all this money from the government and not have to work, why would they?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Here I am with the myopathy in severe pain every day, trying everything under the sun. My CBD oil helps a bunch. My Sequel pain relief footwear helps. And here I am trying to keep going. Because Mama raised no dummy.
Mm-hmm.
My mama told me, son, we have what we have because your dad is overseas and he's here and he's doing and he's sacrificing so you can have. You know, this Memorial Weekend is about thanking all those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for this country. I don't want our men and women in the armed forces to fight for something that we don't even have, freedom. I want them to fight so we can have freedom. So I can go to a university and speak as a conservative and they welcome me. Hey, we're a very liberal college, but we want to welcome you here. You know? Got about 27 minutes left in the program, folks, or about that. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, or right here up in the Midwest. But, yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, and these people are like, some of these people, the scariest thing is I was with, I think, my mom. I was watching with my mom when Obama became president. I was with one of my buddies, too. And we're sitting there, and all I could think of is, like, Kim Jong-un. When they're like, Obama, Obama, Obama. I just felt like, here we go. Like, who is, you know, like, they could have 10 photos of Obama. Which is your favorite? Oh, everyone's my favorite. He is the greatest. You know, when Reagan became president, no one sat there and go, "And my Lord and Savior, Ronald Reagan." No. He was a human being. No. You would have never have, Reagan would have been offended. He had an American flag where it was him instead of the stars. And his face was there. That's the moment that lady, well, it was given to me as a gift. I didn't want to take it down. And you don't think that's disrespecting the flag at all? I don't know any country where they would, if you put the dictator's face on the North Korea, they'd probably hang you. Because it'd probably be the utter most disrespect. But hey, you know, it was a gift given to me, so I gotta take that in. Yeah, I would have said, where'd you get that? Because that's disrespectful. But what do I know? Yeah, I'm just letting you think, folks. Giving you some thinking. Because I downloaded a new app on my head, it's called a brain. Use it, you know. Use your brain and think what you can before the government takes it away from you. That's what I'm saying, folks. Think what you can because Lord help you. I mean, pretty soon, you know, you won't be able to think. And that's scary. I want to have an opinion, you know. Hey, maybe they're right on South Park about when they have the Gubaks, where they speak one language and they're like one race. You know. I don't know. But I just get so tired of all these things that because it's the cycle never ends, you know? I'm one of those people that Ronald Reagan was probably the only president that I've been proud to have voted for, but I couldn't because I was too young. I was too young, but, you know, it's like there were some people on this one post about when Donald Trump won. They're like, Lord help us. I'm like, well, you know, a lot of people said, like, well, he's the best of the worst. You know, there are some people that say they're still going to write in Ted Cruz. Good luck, because you're going to need a whole hell of a lot of... You're going to have to get a crap load of people across this nation writing in. And all you're going to do is take away from Clinton or whoever the Democrat is. You're going to just give them the election like Ross Perot did. You know, learn from your past. Learn from your past. That's what I'm telling you, folks. Because if you don't know where you've been, how can you know where you're going? And that's what's wrong with this country. You have people that don't know history. Whoever spends, okay, here's $50 million, I want to put this in the history book, whether it's right or not, who cares? He's going to fund this textbook so he gets to put in whatever he wants. That's just how it is, folks. That's not the America I envisioned, where whoever has the most money and pays for the publishing of the book, the school books, he can put in whatever he wants. I wonder if kids are so screwed up. 2 + 2 = 22, Mommy. Because that's what it says in my math book. Yipper. And did you know that George Washington was a dictator? Yes, he was. It's in my history book. Yes, he tried to bring a socialist regime to this country, and he did. Until George W. Bush took it away. That's right. And that's what will happen. They'll write whatever they want to write because some guy spent, hey, if I'm going to put $50 million into publishing this book for the whole U.S. to use, you better be let me put in some things I want to have said. Called a kickback. But that's what's going to happen. And because the teacher is teaching, not the parent, they're not going to know any better. Mommy, can we go see the Statue of Liberty? It's one of the nation's most natural wonders. It's the first thing they saw when the pilgrims came. Well, they won't know. The parents won't. You know, when I grew up, that my mom helped me learn. The teacher was just there as a guide. You know, my mom helped. But not nowadays. Now the teachers learn. The kids learn from the teacher. And the teacher's the only one that teaches. And if I'll have to teach my kids? Yes. They're just there to help assist you with the education of your child. You teach your kid English or French or Spanish. Vous parlez français, les enfants, écoute. You teach your kid, whatever the language is. Not a teacher, you teach him. But then as soon as you go off to school, kids, teacher, it's your problem, you deal with the kid. You know, my dad tried to instill a knowledge of history in me.
Both of our dads did.
Yep. But then when you have, you know, both of our dads served, I wish I could have, but because of my myopathy, no way. And I probably would have found out maybe by then, but, you know, a lot sooner, but who knows. But I would like to have done something to give back to my country. You know, but hey, that's how it goes. You know, like I've said a million times, you know, ask not what you can do for your country, but what they can give you for free. No, that's not what Kennedy said. That's not what I want. I mean, it'd be hard if I ever had to say, okay, hey, I need to consider throwing in the towel and looking into disability because it's too hard to, whatever. It'd be hard for me to do that because I want to earn what I have. But like I bought, I think it was like 2013. Yeah, it was 2013 because that's when Merle died. I got a kit to make a Gibson Les Paul. It's like a, it's a Gibson basically. It's a kit, and you get to make, and you make a Gibson style Les Paul guitar. And I think I need to have the frets adjusted on it, which I don't know how to do because I don't have the equipment. But McGuire can probably help me with that. But anyways, it means the world to me, and there's a couple of nicks in it because it wasn't the schematics that showed that you shouldn't ground the bridge. So I'm like, okay, I need to ground the bridge. So I drilled the hole to ground the bridge, and there's some nicks in it. But it's, I love it because I made it. I did it. You know, and there's a sense of pride in knowing, hey, I paid for this. I bought it. I worked hard for this. I did this. I accomplished this. I don't understand, you know, accomplishing, let me see here, I'm going to accomplish a free college education. Now, I want to actually do that so I can, yeah, go back to, if Bernie Sanders becomes president, I can go back to school just so I can party. That way I can have fun and know that I'm not wasting money because, hey, it was free. But, hey. That's how it goes. That's how it goes, folks. You know, imagine if everyone just quit their jobs if Bernie Sanders became president and said, we're going back to school. Yeah. Wow. What a... But it's just, I don't know. I guess I'm just don't... Someone asked me this. I listened to a conversation one time. He goes, what do we do? Where do we go? I don't get how we got to a nation of people that give me, give me, give me, I want, I want, I want, instead of what can I do? How can I help? How can I be there? And I said, that's what boggles my mind. I said, that's, you know, that's who, that's where I am. I'm right here with you, man. I'm like, I don't get it. That's why I do this show, to at least wake people up. If you want to vote for Hillary or Bernie, great. Know what they stand for. Know what they stand for. And if you've been on planet Pluto for like the first time in like 50 plus years or so, the Indianapolis 500 in Indiana will be not blacked out because they always black it out and then they do the replay at like 7. But since it's completely, utterly, totally sold out, they are actually lifting the ban on the blackout, and everyone's, like, so excited. And it's like, but they're still going to have the replay later anyways, but it's just like, I've been going for a year. I'm just kind of pissy because I've been going for years, you know, for years to the 500 since, like, 80s, somewhere around there. And now it's like, everyone's like, oh, because supposedly they had to build like 12 extra boxes, like private areas for like groups because they had such high demands. So they had to make, yeah. Oh, it's because it's the 100th year. The 100th anniversary of the track, I mean, it was just a normal year, the 2 years they did it. But this year it's like crazy. Supposedly even the pay the permits to park in the infield that you had to buy. They're all sold out and everything. And some people say they could probably fit more in than they have, but they just want to say, hey, it's a sellout. Yeah, if anyone watches, we're on the backstretch this year. My dad gets me tickets, so you know, and I've sat almost every place in from the backstretch to the front stretch to turn one. So I've been all over. It's just like I guess for me growing up, it was something that I never really. Now it's like, this is really like one of the biggest races in the world every year. And it's like huge. You know, it's a mile away. And not a mile away, it's an hour away. It's like 60 minutes. And I remember as a kid going down to the track during the summer and going through the museum and you can get your picture taken. Somewhere there's a picture of me or my buddy Mike. We got our picture taken in the Indy car, and one of the flags was black, and it was right up against our head, and it looked like it was an extension of our hair. It was hilarious. But it's just incredible, you know, that I guess I never, now I look back, I'm like, wow, to think that this is aired or time delayed all over the world all the time. So, pretty cool. Anywho. Anywho, you know, it just, I guess I just look back in awe because for someone like me, you know, it's right down the road, but it's like now that I look back, I'm like, man, the races I saw, the finishes, and just, it's just incredible. Because you look at some, you know, like, wow, this is all over the world. But then when you meet people and... Like, vous parlez français? Oui. Or you find someone and, you know, they're from Spain or whatever. I have met people from Brazil, Spain, Portugal, Canada, Mexico, France, England, you know, Colombia. So yeah, it's just a neat thing, but you just don't really think about it as being that big because it's just right down the road and it's like a hop, skip, and a jump for you, but it's huge. And I guess they're getting lots of kudos for doing the whatever you want to call it, the picking out the blackout. But I wonder if they didn't sell as many, there are things that they didn't, if maybe they expanded the seats some or whatever. Who knows? Because some people think that they probably could have done more and accommodated more seats or something, but they didn't, just to say, hey, it sold out. But then I guess some ticket brokers are saying their people are through the roof, you know, with trying to get tickets. And so it's just, if you can find this online, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen this. They have a picture of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and it shows everything, like the Vatican City can go inside it. The Rose Bowl, Yankee Stadium, Churchill Downs. It's just really amazing. But I've walked to that thing. I would hate to know how many miles I've walked just inside that thing over the years.
I think in one day we walked over 10 miles.
Oh, yeah, and usually by the end of the... Usually by, like, Legends Day and some of those, I am in so much pain, it's not funny, but, like... What I think is kind of funny is like, we'll get there, like 7:30 we'll be at the gates, and there's a line. And as soon as they open the gates at 8, there's a run on Legends Day to get to the autograph session for the drivers, for the race year. And, like, as soon as that's over, you can literally go to the, which it's done by, like 9:15, and by 9:15, you can go, and there's already a line for the autographs for, like, the past drivers and team owners or whatever of the 500. And then people come, well, the thing's at noon. Where's the line for this? I'm like, it's closed. What do you mean closed? It's not even noon yet. I said, ma'am, I've been here since 9:15. You gotta be kidding me. I said, yeah. And this guy goes, yeah, I was like the last person they allowed in for this noon session. And I think they're almost about to close the 230. And she goes, I'm not waiting that. Screw this. That. I'm like.
Last year, they wanted to stop it. They wouldn't do it. So people said, no, they're waiting in line for us.
We're yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a. Oh, yeah. This is a great story. Last year, they said, you know, they wanted to stop this session. They said, well, no. These people came in and waited for us. We're going to give them the respect. And they told the MIS officials and the Epis Motor Speedway officials, step down. And the ones that were still there, oh, if they have time, they'll talk to you. But some of them have 25 obligations throughout the weekend. And, you know, just think about it like this. They're humans, folks. You know, give them respect and you'll get respect. Yeah, I just think they're going AWOL over this 100th year. Like, I don't think they really did, in my opinion, anything super over-the-wall spectacular when it was the 100th anniversary of the track.
They didn't do what they did doing now.
Yeah. Sure. I guess for years, when the kart series and all that split, hey, we just had that, it wasn't as packed, you know, and all that. So now, as you all should know by now, if you don't know, you'll find out in just a little bit here, folks, that Louis van Gaal was tanked after winning the FA Cup. And I wonder, even if he had gotten and them in the third place or whatever into the Champions League next year, would they even have kept him? Who knows? But Jose Mourinho is now the manager of Manchester United, who I never thought in a million years. And there's people saying that, well, why would they give Giggs a shot? He didn't like, well, why not? He's been there long enough. You know, we're never going to have an Alex Ferguson. He is a once-in-a-lifetime coach in any sport. You know? But Mourinho has an impressive but brief but successful manager. You know, he's won the Coupe de la Reine. He's won the Premier League. You know, I don't know if I'll ever like him, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna. They chose Jose Mourinho. I will stand behind him. He's done some crazy things, like at Chelsea when he refused to interview. I'm not. No comment. No comment. It asked me another question. No comment. No. I'm like, you know, at least Alex Ferguson would man up and say, hey. We're tanking. What the heck? I don't know what to tell you. We suck. Jose Mourinho. I don't know. I just want the best for the team. And I think they do too. But I don't see him being. I'd be surprised if he's there 5 years. I'm not expecting another 26-year, you know, Alex Ferguson. That's not going to happen. But if we win or lose, I still support us. You know, it's not like, you know, they fill, so it's like Crystal Palace. They fill those stadiums all the time. They're going nuts. Win, lose, or draw. You know, and that's what I wish you could have here. You know, I wish you could have people support their team no matter what. Because anyone can fill a stadium when they win, but it's when you lose and you fill the stadium. Now, I haven't heard much. I'm going to move on really quick. I haven't heard much on it since, but there was two I heard this morning via the wire. There were two F-18 Hornets off of North Carolina that had crashed, and supposedly no one has, as far as I know, has died. and their injuries at that time at like 2 o'clock. When I read it off the wire, it said that, you know, their injuries were not disclosed. And but it's just one of those things that it just, you know, our prayers go out to the family and everyone involved. You know. And I don't know if you also heard this one, but Bill Cosby, I guess, is not going to have to face accusers. I don't know if it's one or if it's several or what, but supposedly he's going to have to face trial. We'll have to see. Oh, wow. Okay. From what my wife is telling me is, I guess statute of limitations has happened, and she's the only one that can now because everyone else's statute of limitations ran out. But I guess they need to call Sam. Just kidding. It's a, if you watch the Detroit Tigers, they're the attorney sponsor of Fox Sports Detroit, so... real quick, I always wonder, you know, because they have all these, like attorney, like Mike Wins, attorney. About 90 seconds left, you know, but, you know, like if, when someone really not shop there, it was like, you know, like leaky roof shingling. Yes, we're leaky roof shingling. Can I help you? We're broken faucet plumbing. Can we fix your faucet? You know, you just wonder, you know, if you had a broken faucet plumbing. Yeah, I got a leak. Would you be leery of using them because of their name? Think about that, you know. That's my question for you to think about. You know, if it's pay more grocery store, would you not shop there because you think you're going to pay more just because of the name? Thank you for choosing Mountain Produce Grocery. You have a great day, sir. My black beans are moldy. Well, of course they are, man. This is a rotten fruit grocery store. Oh, wow. I want to thank you all for tuning in. That means the world to me so much. Oh, wow. It's just awesome to know how this world works. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Goodbye.